News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, women should submit to their husbands and spoil them like it's 1959. That is the view of Alina Case-Petit, author, founder of the Darling Academy and proponent of the traditional housewife movement. Alina, just explain to us, what do you mean when you say traditional housewife, and why did you decide to become one?
Okay, well, there's a new movement going on of kind of women returning to the home rather than returning to the workforce. And I feel like we kind of need to have a distinction between housewife, because in the media at the moment, there is no positive role models of housewives. And if you think about all the shows that there are, like Real Housewives of New Jersey and all these things, they're all squabbling and fighting and divorcing and things like that. So we have very traditional family values at heart and see our domain, our nest, as our business. So we put as much effort into running our home like we would in the workplace. So that's why we call ourselves traditional, really. It's just to define that we take ourselves and our role really seriously. I became one because I always wanted to be one. Sadly, I grew up in a generation where that didn't seem possible. And I know I'm not alone in that.
I'm thinking, does that song from the 60s, you know, warning women to make sure they have their makeup done and be ready when the husband gets home. Is there a danger of stereotyping this in a way?
Well,
how far do we bring this? Like, I mean,
this is the thing. People think this is loaded with sexism, but these women are choosing to stay home. They're choosing to enjoy those, I don't know whether you want to call them feminine, but they're just those things that women do tend to enjoy more than men. I mean, we must admit that there aren't many men who love nesting and baking pretty cakes. And there are the exceptions to the rule, but for years and years and years, especially since I started growing up in the 90s, it was men are useless, or bring me flowers. Why don't you bring me flowers? It's all been one-sided, this conversation about how men must please women. Whereas actually, I do think if you don't make an effort with your husband, things are going to go all right. But it works both ways.
I mean, sorry, have you got much of a backlash from this publicly since, I mean, when you're at a party, when you say this is what you do, do people kind of switch off? Do they look funny at you? Do they criticize it?
I do get a lot of backlash online, which interestingly is from single women who don't have a family. And of course, they don't understand the dynamics that change when you have children, and also from women who are career minded. It's almost like a societal, cultural thing that we think that we have to go out to work to be considered successful or feel successful in life. But people measure their success in different ways.
Now, I have read criticism, and I don't even know if this is accurate, so correct me if I'm wrong, that you know, it's about being submissive to your husband.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of Christian families who kind of live this lifestyle. We take it from the biblical perspective, which means that the wife does submit to her husband, but her husband submits to God and loves his wife like Jesus loved the church. So if you don't have a biblical understanding, then you'll just look at the word submission and go, and freak out. So it's just been something that's been taken and twisted and made into a monster.
Do you think more women would like to make that decision to stay at home?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we used to say that women were trapped in the home, but many women are now trapped in the workplace because unfortunately the cost of living is so high, they can't afford to stay home. And then add to that the pressure of societal expectation and what their peers might say or think, because so many of us get asked, oh, when are you going to go back to work after you've had a baby? So I get emails all the time. I mean, I actually had a couple this week, people returning to work finally, you know, once things are opening back up again. And these women are very sad because they've had a taste of what it's like in the pandemic to be around their children and to finally enjoy their home and it not feel like such a chore that they have to fit in after working hours.
The women I would talk to who do have a job, they would say one of the really important things for them is to have an independent source of income, that they're not reliant on somebody else. Do you understand that?
I understand that, but I feel very differently because when my husband and I married, we became one. So it's not his money, it's our money. There is a lot of criticism to say, what will you do if he leaves you? And well, I'll have to go back to work. That's just adulting. And then, you know, what if he dies? We've got life insurance sorted and things like that. But at the end of the day, I also think it comes down to trust. Marriage, unfortunately, does not have the reverence it once did. People are not married for life anymore. So I wonder if those comments are coming from this kind of deep-rooted sense of not feeling secure. This is the other thing. I think people have put so much emphasis on money, meaning control. It's just teamwork, division of labor. And I think that's why marriages struggle sometimes, because we don't have a clear division of labor. If you think about the workplace as an example, people have a very clear division of labor. They know what's expected of them in their job role and they perform accordingly.
Final question. Can you be a stay-at-home housewife and a feminist?
Yes, absolutely. The very grassroots of feminism was about a woman being able to be independent of choice and to be able to create her own destiny. Somewhere along the line, it's gotten warped into women absolutely being wholly independent and everything else falls by the wayside, even when you have children. Why has that been twisted in recent years? I do think we need to kind of have a bit of an analysis upon that. And I think this is also why a lot of women are turning away from feminism, which is what I'm seeing at the moment, because feminism now only defines you as an aggressive career girl, which is really sad.
Okay, that Alina Kate Pettit, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning.